It's Monday, March 21st, 2011. News from Oroville. Announcements, interviews, a bit of music, and the weather. Temperature is 25 to 31 degrees Celsius. Partly cloudy today. Southeasterly winds 18 to 22 kilometers per hour. Humidity 86%. Well, last weekend, the Oroville Choir performed a concert of Celtic songs at Pitanga to a packed house both Saturday and Sunday. The surprise in this particular concert was the finale. Anandi, choir member and daughter of Nuria and Joan, had composed the music for a poem by Wordsworth. Romantic lyrics set to romantic, haunting music. Nuria lovingly and patiently brings out the voice of 40 Orovillians of various cultural backgrounds who come together week after week simply because they love to sing and learn together. The choir is indeed a place where human unity prevails in harmony. Listen now to an extract from that concert. Exhibition of paintings on stone by Emanuele at Savitri Bhavan, now until 2nd of April. This from L'Avenir and Housing Service. They're working together to launch an online housing needs and resources survey. Those who are in need of housing may fill out the survey form in order to ensure housing needs are registered and at the same time give valuable information on the number and types of units to build and resources available. The survey will take less than 10 minutes to complete, and it's important to fill it as accurately as possible, and all information will be kept in confidence with L'Avenir and Housing Service and used for planning purposes. Living Roots is a semester abroad program for college-age students. It's offered here in Oroville for 14 weeks twice yearly. Now, Living Roots has been offering scholarships to Orovillian youth between 17 and 24 years of age for several years now. It's a great opportunity for them to experience Oroville from a different perspective, explore new ideas, and immerse themselves in a program based in experiential learning around the themes of sustainability, community, and spirituality. The next semester begins September 4th and ends on December 11th. For more information, check out livingroots.org and click on the India program and then call Abby, 944-235-5293. Here's an excerpt from The Potent Self by Moshe Feldenkrais. Most people will agree that the body and the mind are two aspects of the same thing, that is, two poles of the same entity, but they still cannot appreciate that there is no mind without environment. Ignore the personal experience of the environment of the nervous system, that is, the body and the external world, and there's nothing left that recalls mental life at all. Thoughts or feelings without their actual content, due to the personal experience of the environment, are nothing more than electrical changes in the structure of the nervous system. It's the connection of these changes with the environment that makes such a change into a feeling of attention for somebody, or into a sensation of color, or into the ideas of continuity, acceleration, beauty, or justice. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Mylenka on microphone, in studio, Yahlom, Andrea, and Miriam. Comments, questions, more information, contact oroville radio.org and thanks for listening.